Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, health coach, author, speaker, nurse, and very passionate about healthy and balanced living. As you can see, today's title was How Stress Affects Your Sleep. So my first question is, how do you know that it is stress that affects your sleep and not something else? Let me share some symptoms that I have experienced with you so you kind of know where I'm going. You're restless. Your brain will not shut down. There's constantly something going through your head, and you just cannot relax. You don't have a deep REM cycle. When you wake up in the morning, you're groggy and not refreshed, energized, and happy to tackle the day. That is a pretty bad sign. Another one is, you cannot sleep 7 to 8 hours undisturbed without getting out of bed, going to the bathroom, walking around, having to read something in between, just trying to figure out what in the world is keeping me awake. Why can I not sleep? You might have nightmares. Now, these are just a few of the symptoms that I have experienced. Now, I have learned that there are ways to reduce those symptoms. And before I go into those suggestions, let me state my disclaimer. I am not a doctor. Therefore, these are my thoughts, experiences, and suggestions. And what I'm going to say below, you can take or leave it. It's up to you. However, if you have any questions whether or not you should do anything like that, please check in with your doctor and make sure that you have the okay to do it. They're all non-harmful things. However, I do not know your situation. Therefore, it is most important you do so. My first suggestion is actually to stop watching TV an hour before going to bed. And I'm saying that especially if you watch a violent movie or something that has to do with violence, because generally speaking, violence triggers your brain to work overtime to digest what has been going on. So, if you choose to go to bed right after a horror movie or something, most likely you will not be able to sleep well. So, if you watch something really pleasing, soothing, appealing, like something about nature or whatever, then it's not that crucial. But even there, the waves from the TV can have an impact on your brain. I have read and experienced that it's best not to have a TV, radio, or cell phone unless you put it on airplane mode and use it as an alarm only. No books, except for the one you are reading in your bedroom. I've actually read that science has even come forth and said that you should not have pictures in your bedroom as you start thinking about the people in those pictures, and that stimulates your synapses, hence triggers them to work instead of rest and allowing you to sleep deeply and restfully. What else can you do to be relaxed before going to bed? Well, one thing is to have a clean and uncluttered bedroom, because clutter affects your brain and your sleep pattern. Another suggestion is to breathe deeply at least 3 to 5 times. And there are different ways of doing it with the counts. I say breathe in to the count of 4, hold for the count of 7, and exhale through your mouth to the count of 8. There are other breathing techniques that say breathe in through your nose to the count of 4, hold to the count of 4, exhale to the count of 4, hold to the count of 4, and start all over again. There are so many ways. Try them one at a time. You know, try one evening one, the next evening another, and see what works for you. Another good thing is when you breathe, put your hands on your abdomen and feel it expand when you breathe in. You feel the air going in, oxygenating your blood, freeing your brain from tension, from stress, from all that stuff. And when you exhale, you feel that your fingers start getting back together. Because with the inhale, when you have your hands touching each other, the fingers are touching when you put them on top of your abdomen. When you inhale, they expand. So there's going to be 1 inch, 2 or 3 inches between the fingers, depending on how deep you can breathe in. But when you exhale fully through your mouth, you're going to feel that your fingertips touch again. That is deep breathing. That is cleansing. That is relaxing. Another suggestion is to stretch. Since I'm still in physical therapy, I do have some specific stretches I need to do daily in order to have a wonderful day without pain, with just knowing that I can make it through and having a great day. So I do take the stretching seriously. It's the first thing I do in the morning when I wake up, and it's the last thing I do before I go to bed. And of course, I do some during the day. Whenever I start feeling tired, I go do my stretches. And that actually, just by focusing on breathing when we stretch, inhale through the abdomen, hold for a couple of seconds, and then exhale through the mouth. Every time I exhale, I can go lower and lower and stretch more and more. And I am so thrilled that I have one of the most amazing physical therapists. And actually, in my facility, this is the third one, and all three have been amazing, really honing in where it needed to be. And I just hope you find the best physical therapist for you, should you have anything to rehab and you need to do stretches. Another good way to relax in the evening before going to bed is a hot shower. And then at the very end, quick cold, because that closes pores again and it stimulates the circulation, the blood circulation. And it helps you to really, really feel relaxed. And then don't dry off all the way. Just dab the moisture off and then go to bed. And it feels like almost like a steam bath. I mean, you're not wet. You're not getting the mattress wet or the sheets wet, but you're a little bit humid. And with that, it's going to help you create even more peace and happiness. And your breathing is going to help you slow down. And your brain is going to relax. And you're going to sleep so wonderfully. As I love to say, like a newborn. When you watch them sleep, they have no care in the world. And that's the way we adults should sleep too. Totally relaxed, totally deep REM cycle, totally refreshing, and through the entire night. Depending on the need of your hours, 6 to 8, 7 to 9, you know best what you need to feel really relaxed in the morning. And actually, you know that you slept really well and you're fresh and ready to go when you wake up before the alarm. Or you don't even need an alarm clock anymore because your body is your alarm clock. So those are just signs. Another one that many people, and I'm very sad to say that, don't consider is never go to bed angry or with unresolved arguments. That stresses you out. That robs you of your sleep. Always make up after a fight before going to bed. It doesn't matter how you make up. Be it a hug, be it a kiss, be it whatever it is. Whatever makes you and your partner or your loved ones that you had a fight with comfortable and relaxed. So all of you can benefit from a wonderful, undisturbed night rest. Have you realized that when you do not sleep well, you get stressed out even more? I can only tell you from personal experience. When I have issues during the night and I wake up in the morning and I'm groggy and I'm, oh, why do I need to get up? I just want to stay in bed the whole day. Well, honestly, that was in the past. It's not happening anymore because I have learned so many tricks of the trade that I sleep well, even if my hours get shortened a little bit, and I'm having a fabulous day each and every day because my attitude is every day is a new day, is a new beginning. Everything that's a few minutes old or older is already in the history. I can't change it, so why dwell on it? Learn from it, yes. Dwell on it, no. So what I have learned to do, should anything wake me up during the night and my brain starts racing, I have a notepad next to my bed on the nightstand and a pen. And should I wake up and be really awake or awake enough to write notes, I turn on a little light and I jot down everything that comes to my mind. It's called dumping. Dumping on paper, which frees up your brain. It doesn't freeze it. It frees it up. Okay, it makes it free from holding on to the information. It helps you relax because you know if you still need that information in the morning when you wake up, it's there on paper. If you don't need it anymore, just forget about it or tear the paper up and throw it out or burn the paper in a safe place. I mean, there are so many ways to get rid of excess clutter in our brains that it's really amazing what just jotting it down means. So start practicing some of those things if you can, if that's okay with your doctor, or if you're totally healthy and you want to try it because you had some sleepless nights. Use it. Try it. Let me know how it works for you because I really appreciate feedback, be it positive or constructive in a different way. I'm not saying I know everything. However, I have learned a lot through education, through experiences, through life's experiences. And therefore, I feel being called to share that information, to create an awareness out there so people know they're not the only ones. I can honestly say I've been there, I've done that, and I can definitely empathize with you. And that's why my passion is to reach out and start making a change in people's lives, just as some people had reached out to me, and I was allowed to study certain things through nursing, through my master's in education, through my CFT, which is a certified fitness trainer, through my clients, through the other businesses that I have. And it's all been fabulous to just put all that information together. And as you know, I promised to go through my book that I'm writing, which is called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book About Stress, 15 Ways to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. And this is one of the chapters. It's just so that you know it's coming out within the next few months. And I want to make sure you're aware that you have that information in there too. So you can literally go back and use it as a little reference book and have some guidelines in there. All right. Right now, I want to encourage you to practice a life of peace, love, joy, happiness, and realize that with all of that, your optimal health will conquer it all. Because when you're balanced in emotional, physical, spiritual, mental, nutritional, financial health, then you are balanced overall. And that creates optimal health. And with that, there is no way you will not be a happy person. I can speak from personal experience because that's where I'm in my coaching area. And all the things that I get to experience with myself, because I try everything first before I even recommend it to anybody, just because I want to know how it feels. I do not want to make any recommendations about anything without having personal experience and personal feedback. So now I'm asking you, adjust your attitude to the point where it makes a difference. Be positive, enjoy life, and give it your best. My free gift to you is an article with a video that talks about sleep and how stress affects it. And it's really very well done. It has some great suggestions and facts. And you can find that if you are on my show here on the transcript. You can click on the link, and the ones just listen on it on a cell phone or something, go to https://sleep.org/articles/learning-relax. So that's https://sleep.org/articles/learning-relax. And you will get quite a bit of information out of there. It is something totally wonderful. And I'm so glad I get to find things to support what I'm saying and to give you a little bit more insight, which I cannot cover in my short show. I want to draw your attention to next week's show. I'm going to have a wonderful guest with me. Her name is Gretchen Downey, and she is actually an expert in children and how certain things affect children. And the chapter for next week is How Does Stress Affect Children? And again, that's with Gretchen Downey. I encourage you to be on their show. If you are, you may ask questions. If you're going to listen to it afterwards and you have questions, you can always contact me. And if I don't have the answer, I will pass it on to Gretchen for next week, next week's show, and she will answer and get back to you with the correct answers. So this is actually a show for improving education, stating things that are obvious to us sometimes, that we know for a fact they're not obvious to others. And we just want to share our love and our passion for what we do in our profession so other people can profit from it. So, having said all that, I wish everybody a wonderful week. I'm going to give you a different contact information that's a little bit easier than what I've been giving you for the last year and a half or a little bit longer. Just send an email to dythomson@gmail.com and let me know what your suggestions or your contributions are. Or you can call me at 562-335-4956. Leave me a message or a text, and I will definitely get back with you within 24 to 48 hours upon receipt of your information. Please put in your name and email address and phone number if possible, so we can, and tell me what your preference is, in your contact preference is. If it's email, I will email you back. If you want text, I will text you back as long as I have your phone number. And if you want me to call you, I will call you back. Make also sure that I know your time zone. If it's in the United States, EST, CT, or PST, so I can be respectful of your time and not call you at 2 in the morning. All right. Again, I wish everybody a most wonderful, happy, healthy, empowered, and a week and one filled with optimal health. Until next week with our new guest, Gretchen Downey, on How Does Stress Affect Children. Take care and see you next week. Bye-bye.